Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Today, we conclude our two-week study of the thought-provoking book, Two Chairs, written by Bob Bodine. We've had an amazing response to the series.
Amen.
From pastors, just everybody. Someone asked me how many copies of Two Chairs we've given away. Almost 250 books were planted as seeds into someone's prayer life. Additionally, we've sold 300 copies of Two Chairs through our bookstore.
I love the title of chapter 10. See you tomorrow. And the lead scripture on that page, Numbers 11, verse 17, which says, I will come down and speak with you there.
Wow.
Yeah, let's look at Numbers 11, verse 17 again, this time in the Classic Amplified Bible. It says, and I will come down and talk with you there, and I will take the Spirit which is upon you and will put it upon them. God wants to talk with you. He desires to have a deep and intimate relationship with you. Yes, God, the creator of heaven and earth, wants to come down and sit down and talk with you. And he has from Genesis to Revelation. It's always been in his heart for mankind. Remember in Genesis, it says where God came walking in the garden in the cool of evening looking for Adam and Eve. And if you go to Revelation 3, verse 20, you see him still seeking, where it says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him, and he with me. The beauty of Two Chairs is that it allows you to put God's thoughts and words into your mind and heart first thing in the morning, so you can start your day walking in his light and sharing in his love.
Now, I say, if you're joining God each morning in two chairs, then your day, will begin to change big time. We want to ask you a question. Do you own the book, Two Chairs? Have you read it? Have you been following the teaching these past 2 weeks? If you haven't pursued the morning rendezvous with God in two chairs, why? First, do you think you're too busy? If you said yes to that, you just need to make the time. Second, do you think it's too late to begin? Well, you're never too late. Third, do you think your situation, does it kind of feel hopeless to you? Remember, God is the source of your hope, and through him, all things are possible. Fourth, do you feel that you're too messed up to talk to God? Listen, God loves you and wants you just as you are, not a future version of you. That's why the old hymn says, just as I am.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Fifth, have you tried prayer before and don't believe it'll work? Well, I'm telling you, you'll find it different this time. On page 164 in the book, Bob makes the following statement. Quote, I know how to describe I don't know how to describe the indescribable. In fact, I can't even give you a preview of the epic story. He wants to write this epic story in and through your life because, I can't describe it. And Bob said he couldn't because we don't want the limitations of our words to understate the enormity of what God has planned for you.
Remember this. Epic stories have lots of ups and downs, twists and turns. That's what life is all about. But when you face them, ask yourself these three simple questions that we spent 3 days on. Number one, does God know your situation? Number two, can God handle your situation? And number three, does God have a good plan for your life?
You know, when I personally get into the two chairs each morning, I always quote Psalm 5:3 in the New International Version. In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait in expectation. Over the past 2 weeks, we've mentioned and quoted Psalm 5:3 a number of times. It's one of those verses that should be as natural to us as breathing is to our bodies. And it's a great verse to personalize. In the morning, O Lord, you hear Eileen's voice. In the morning, Eileen lays her request before you and waits in expectation. In the Lord, O morning, you hear Rena's voice. In the morning, Rena lays her request before you and waits in expectations. Wish I could say that for everybody, but you can say it for yourself. We begin our day in the two chairs. Our morning, when we do that, our morning expectation brings daily manifestation and his rewards.
Proverbs 24, verse 14, Classic Amplified Bible, says, "So shall you know skillful and godly wisdom to be thus in your life. If you find it, then shall there be a future and a reward, and your hope and expectation shall not be cut off." That's what God is wanting for you. Begin each day filled with supernatural expectation about the manifestation of God's presence, his peace, his protection, his promises, his power, his promotion, and his provision. If you keep a prayer journal, or you have written your prayer request in your electronic toy or on a note card, then, you know, that's what you need to do, is keep a note. Because my husband,
for the first 6 months,
that's right,
that I was in the two chairs, I kept a diary of what I talked about to God about each morning and what his response was to me.
Hallelujah.
Honey, when we get specific with God, he gets specific with us.
That's right. Write down your request and for God to move mightily in them. You know, if you begin each day with a positive expectancy about supernatural favor, divine connections, revelatory insight, and yes, even goals that will be accomplished, it's going to be important that you begin each day seeing those problems solved.
That's huge. That's huge. We want to ask you another question. Do you expect to feel God's presence during your time in two chairs each morning? As you begin your day with your prayer request identified and your goals before you, you need to remember to keep the main thing the main thing. Stephen Covey wrote that in his powerful book, Seven Secrets of Highly Effective People. The main thing is being focused on your time in the chairs, talking to God. If you're having trouble staying focused, I recommend you go to haroldherring.com and listen to the podcast for January 3rd. Jesus was focused. He knew why he was here. As you become more and more focused on the conversation that you're having with God while in the two chairs, things will begin to change.
In Luke 19, verse 10, it says, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and save that which was lost." Jesus stayed focused on his mission. He kept the main thing the main thing. And in John 9, verse 4, the Living Bible, it says this: "All of us must quickly carry out the task assigned us by the one who sent me, for there is a little time left before the night falls, and all work comes to an end." God has a purpose for you. And the question is, are you carrying it out?
That's right. You need to maximize your time and what God has called you to do for his kingdom and glory. Here are several things you should start doing if you aren't already doing them. Go to the two chairs the first thing each morning. No excuse, first thing. Don't spend time with negative people when you have a choice. Stay away from news programs that fill your mind with negative events. Be discerning between those who need your help and time vampires who will suck the very time out of your day. Now, I could go on, but I believe you'll notice that I suggest staying away from negative people and events, again, when you have a choice. If you want to keep the focus you started early in the morning in your two chairs, then be careful of the friends you hang around with. Negative people tend to break your focus and hinder your ability to keep the main thing the main thing. I want to say one more thing. Don't focus on your setbacks. Spend your time planning your comeback. We've said this numerous times before that our focus will either be a destiny maker or a destiny breaker. We decide. Every morning, I personally ask for wisdom, knowledge, understanding, ideas, directions, instructions, and the favor of God while I'm sitting in those chairs. See, we need to focus on the particular need we want God to meet. And don't let anyone else's attitude or words distract you.
In Matthew 7, verses 9 through 11, it says this, Or what man is there of you whom, if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? And the Message Bible translation of Matthew 7, 9, verse 11 says this, Don't bargain with God. Be direct. Ask for what you need. This isn't a cat and mouse hide or seek game we're in. If your child asks for bread, do you trick him with sawdust? If he asks for fish, do you scare him with a live snake on his plate? As bad as you are, you wouldn't even think of such a thing. You are at least decent to your own children, so don't you think the God who conceived you in love will be even better?
We need to focus our attention on God and put our faith to work. As we journey through each day, it's good to share what you're experiencing with your prayer partner. I'm sitting beside mine.
Hallelujah.
You cannot trust everyone with your private thoughts or problems, but you need someone. One can't multiply. Two is the secret to multiplication.
And the Lord gave us that formula for prayer in Matthew 18:19. Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father, which is in heaven. Hallelujah.
You know, the best place. Well, you know what, honey? Won't you, if you got it right there, why don't you read Matthew, that verse 18 through 20 in the Message Bible.
Message Bible says it this way. Take this most seriously. A yes on earth is yes in heaven. A no on earth is no in heaven. What you say to one another is eternal. I mean this. When two of you get together on anything at all on earth and make a prayer of it, my Father in heaven goes into action. And when two or three of you are together because of me, you can be sure that I'll be there.
The best place to find the power of agreement is with God while you're in the two chairs each morning.
Hallelujah.
When you finished your time in the two chairs, just imagine God saying to you, see you tomorrow, same time, same place. And he will, if you just spend time with him.
Hallelujah.
This has been an amazing journey for us.
A great treat.
Teaching this book. Again, lots of testimonies. Decided not to use the time today to read those to you, but we'll share them with you in another format sometime in the future. If you've been blessed by our going through two chairs, send an email to harold@haroldherring.com and just let us know.
Amen.
Well, until tomorrow morning at 8:30.